Welcome to the Sales History Podcast. This is Todd Capone, author of The Transparency Sale and The Transparent Sales Leader, and it is with great joy that I bring you Season 3, chock full of stories of the giant brains, approaches, processes, and publications from the history of our great profession. Let's begin. Well, hello again. Welcome back to the Sales History Podcast. It's been a while, but I've been collecting a lot of topics, answering questions for people, and I think there's a couple of pretty good episodes to come here. And today, what we're going to focus on is, you know, as you know, so many companies right now, they're putting the final polish on sales kickoff planning, or maybe they're just beginning. But I saw through the annals of sales history, all sorts of sales kickoff best practices that can be found as early as the late 1800s. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to share some of the lessons from the master of the foundational elements of our sales profession, and that's John Patterson, the founder of NCR and also the founder of so much of what we still do today. And so let's take a look. Now, when I talk about the modern sales profession as we know it, it's been around that long. And by modern, I'm referring to this idea of a singular corporation hiring its own salespeople as full-time employees and training them in their own messaging and positioning. They'd pay them a salary plus commissions for what they sell. Those organizations have entire departments dedicated to sales with sales managers, and the general manager is what they would call a VP of sales or a senior vice president of sales today. A rep would work for one company instead of the way it used to be for the previous 1,000 years, which is what we would call today manufacturers' reps, or back then they were called drummers or bagmen, that represented multiple companies' products. They were commission only, they were independent. This was a shift in the late 1800s to, again, hiring their own. They were given dedicated territories on which to focus their efforts, and they're part of a team. Now, these late 1800s sales organizations, they also had sales contests. They conducted role plays, which back then they called mock sales. And yeah, they hosted sales kickoffs, which back then they called sales conventions. Keep in mind, at the time, the sales profession was very male-dominated, especially in the corporate world. You saw a lot of female representation through retail, but in the corporate world, like the NCRs, the Burroughs Adding Machines, a lot of the companies that were manufacturing telephone goods, it was almost all men. And as a result, some of the stuff that I found, the pictures that I found, like even in the 1920s, it was a little bit of a boys' club at these sales kickoffs. One instance of the rookies being hazed where they would have to serve the veterans. So first-year reps would be out during breaks having with a tray serving drinks and cigarettes. You had another instance where it didn't matter how long you'd been there. If you were late, you got one warning. If you were late a second time, there's a picture that I found of the rest of the team taking that individual that had been late multiple times, picking him up, and throwing them into the hotel swimming pool to make sure that nobody's going to come to these things late anymore. Maybe that's a lesson that we can apply to for today. The point being, sales kickoffs have been around for at least 130 years. Now, the foundations of our modern profession were based on what we all know to be true even today. The importance and value of their sales kickoffs were self-evident, you know, 135 years ago, and should be looked at in much the same fashion today. My nerdery on full display, let's dig into the first sales kickoff, why it was created, what was required to make it a success, and what was prioritized. And then at the end, like I'm trying to do with all these episodes, I want to add a modern take on these lessons as something you can hopefully use as potentially a framework to optimize your own here in the 2020s. So let's start with lessons from 1887. The first known sales kickoff was held by the National Cash Register Company in 1887, and it was run by the aforementioned John H. Patterson. Without even realizing it, the majority of what you are all practicing today likely started with this one individual. From the way that he hired, trained, did compensation, kickoffs, they all came from him. His disciples from the NCR Corporation went on to become the founders of countless other companies. They issued magazines, they did training. The founder of IBM was a disciple of John H. Patterson. And that organization sprouted a ton more sales innovations. Patterson had three core principles, which all served as the guide for why sales kickoffs were so important to the success of his company in NCR and any other in the modern selling era that we still live in today. Number one, Patterson always said, right is right and wrong is wrong. Now, Patterson, he was from Dayton, Ohio, and he loved to tell a story from one of the local shop owners in his town. His name was Barney, and as he was inspecting a job that had just been finished, he turned to the carpenter who had done the job and asked, 7 times 7 is 48, isn't it? And the carpenter was like, no. Barney replied, well then, you have made this pretty nearly right. Now go ahead and make it exactly right. Patterson said that Barney always wanted to teach them by example. He wanted to show that everything had to be right. And he was the first man in Dayton who had first class, up-to-date methods of doing business. Patterson took so much of that to the way that he thought about running the NCR Corporation. Now remember, back then, all salespeople were remote salespeople. Sales conventions back then were, in his opinion, required to ensure that the message of an organization was the message being delivered to the customers. It had to be right. Exactly right. Number two, the best way to teach is, quote, by making us teach each other. In another story Patterson loved to tell, he spoke of another individual he referred to as Old Man Bishop. Bishop was one of his professors at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. That's where he attended school. He finished up at Dartmouth. But Bishop would point to one boy and ask him a question, and he would answer the question the best he could. Then Bishop would point to another and another until finally the right boy had told the right thing. Then he would just smile and go ahead. That is the only way we knew that the right answer had been given. It was from Old Man Bishop that Patterson essentially invented the idea of having dedicated territories for salespeople, because he felt that without them, learning would suffer. At a Patterson kickoff, he would say, quote, we bring all of you people together and we ask one person and another person to get up and talk. And then we ask for criticisms and suggestions. Now, why do we do that? We couldn't do that if we didn't have guaranteed territories. You people wouldn't be here to teach others to go into your territory and sell goods in your territory and get all the benefit of what you know. You would keep everything to yourselves. Guaranteed territory prevents all that, and therefore, you are able to come here and help each other. Teach each other. All boats are raised, right? That was Patterson's second belief. The best way to teach is by making us teach each other. Number three, learning from small words and big ideas. There's no sense in acquiring knowledge as knowledge. He wanted everything that you learned to be immediately applicable. So when Patterson was asked about his time at Miami University, and like I said, later graduating from Dartmouth, he said, what I learned was mostly what not to do. They gave me Greek and Latin and so on, all useless. I spent my vacation teaching school. There, I learned how to use small words and big ideas. That's great, right? Small words, big ideas. Patterson believed this combination was key to learning and the application of learning. In other words, he didn't want what is done today, where you've got these sales kickoffs, where you've got department leaders that are anointed time on the sales kickoff agenda, attempting to break the PowerPoint land speed record through departmental updates. Like, that would have driven Patterson nuts. When I talk about these things, you know, Patterson was not one who wanted the credit. He says, you know, that he did not originate. He was all about drawing from others and drawing from even outside NCR. For example, it was said that he would look at the pyramids in Egypt, not just as a world wonder, but to see what he could learn from them to use in his own business. He would go to a football game and then come back and give a two-hour talk about the value of teams. He did not believe in the axiom, "But my business is different." There were lessons to be learned from others, and that was always an investment he was willing to make. So those are the three. Now let's take that to today. Get the fundamentals right, learn from each other, and keep it simple. If you just put that on a whiteboard today and said, hey, listen, everyone who's going to be engaging with our team at kickoff this year, these are the three foundational elements of how we've got to think about the way we communicate with our teams. How do we get the fundamentals right for them? How do we create an environment where they're learning from each other because we're making this investment of bringing them together? And how do we keep it simple and immediately applicable, right? Amazing. All of the sales kickoffs I've attended that I've run and now over the past 4 years keynoted or taught at, these concepts still bear the most fruit. However, one category that wasn't fully understood 135 years ago was culture, the value of engagement, cultivating the intrinsic inspiration beyond just dollars that leads to top performance, extended tenure, and the advocacy for the role that makes recruiting easier, right? So with that in mind, the best sales kickoffs today seem to focus on four categories. To put it simply, they give their team cake. And I'm going to cheat here because I couldn't find a word that started with K. So let's just pretend that this is cake, but it's C-A-C-E. The first C is celebrate. We as human beings, we do our best work when we're recognized for our efforts. Kickoffs are a great opportunity to celebrate each other, celebrate our teams, and provide the associated rewards and recognition. So when you're thinking about your agenda, that first C is make sure that you're allocating time to celebrate and recognize the efforts of others. The A is associate. We as human beings, we do our best work when we're a part of a pack, when there's a familial element that we feel safety and security, and we feel like others have our back. It's when our IQ is at its highest. It's when we sleep our best. It's when creativity flourishes. Ensure that at your sales kickoffs, there's opportunities for everybody to connect with one another and build that familial type of environment. All right, so the A is associate. The next C, which I wish could be K, and if anybody wants to misspell it, I'm cool with that, is communicate. We as human beings, we do our best work when we are able to predict, when we know that our work matters beyond just our number. Uncertainty is a crazy maker for our brain. And especially in times like we're living in when I'm recording this, where there's uncertainty abound, there's layoffs going around, make sure that you are communicating and help your team predict where they can predict. Embrace the mission, the destination, the known, and the unknown, and make things predictable through communication. All right, that's the third piece of cake. And the fourth piece is the E, which is educate. We as human beings, we do our best work when we are given the tools and resources to do our thing with the least amount of supervision. Right? Take this as an opportunity to arm and enable the team. I've written about on some of my blog posts around how that education takes place really matters, but learn the fine art of learning. How do you make things applicable immediately? Simple, small word. Common to everything Patterson did is what I find so endearing to what he brought to the profession. He lived by the mantra, it pays to be honest, truthful, straight, to say what you mean and to mean what you say. Those two words that I hesitated on, it pays. Those in that sentence to Patterson were so important. All of his reasoning and every fundamental he taught was based on this idea. I'm a nerd for this stuff. Transparency sells better than perfection. It retains better, it grows better. And now, 135 years later, the proliferation of information, reviews, and feedback mean that we have to do it anyway. Embrace this idea throughout your sales kickoffs. Make it a part of your culture. And I know this is shameless, but if you need any help with the application, doing a lot of sales kickoffs and I love it. I would love it if you'd reach out, and if I can be a resource for you and your team, I would truly appreciate that. So give your team some cake this year, right? Celebrate, associate, communicate, and educate. And as John Patterson said, get the fundamentals right, learn from each other, and keep it simple. So that is season 3, episode number 1. Upcoming episodes, I'm going to be going through the first sales methodology. I've discovered what that is. Doing a Google search, I realized that what comes up is absolutely wrong. I'm going to take you through a listing of what I believe are 5 books that have been snubbed in the top sales books of all time category. When you see those articles, there's 5 that apparently nobody read when they put together those lists. There's a episode that I'm going to do on Worthington C. Holman's tips. So he's got a collection of tips that are absolutely timeless. We're going to talk a little bit about Frank Betker. He wrote an incredible book in the 1940s. I want to take you through chapter 1 of that. Such great lessons. But if there's other things that you want me to cover that I haven't covered before and you'd like to see me dig into, I love that stuff. So please reach out. And as always, share this if you think that others would get enjoyment out of it. Please review or rate it wherever you listened, and appreciate you spending the time with me again today. Thank you.